The new documentary Dogtown and Z-Boys took two prizes at last year's Sundance Film Festival. Dogtown and Z-Boys is about skateboarding. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it hits a bump.
Dogtown and Z-Boys draws a straight line between a scruffy group of 1970s California surfers and skateboarders and the extreme sports movement that's become so pervasive, it's gotten into the Olympics and onto U.S. postage stamps.
We weren't looking at this as some kind of future.
There was no promise in it. There was no nothing in it.
People were really living in the moment. There were no goals. There were no aspirations.
Narrated by Sean Penn, the film gives a detailed and fascinating picture of what the Z-Boys phenomenon was and where it came from. It began in Dogtown, a marginal West Los Angeles neighborhood described as the place where the debris meets the sea.
This was the last great seaside slum.
This was not the beach that people came to vacation at.
The Jeff Ho and Zephyr Production Surf Shop there formed a surfing team and then a skateboarding team, whose members were called the Z-Boys. They pioneered a surfing-inspired style of skateboarding that blossomed when they started using resilient polyurethane wheels in the early 1970s. A few years later, the Z-Boy style took another turn when a drought emptied LA's swimming pools. That led to the birth of vertical skateboarding moves that were born on the curved sides of the dry pools.
Our goal was to get to the lip and to actually hit the lip of the pool. So it was like completely foreign mentally and physically. But the fact that we were surfers, we knew which movements needed to be done. We just didn't know if they were possible yet.
The film's vintage footage is really something to see. The spectacular 30-year-old home movies of the Z-Boys showing off the moves that revolutionized skateboarding keep your eyes glued to the screen. And don't the Z-Boys know it?
It was a statement saying, nothing's going to stop us, and we're going to do whatever the heck we want, and screw you if you don't like it, we don't care. And that was the attitude. And that was the attitude in the water. We're here, and look at us. If you don't like it, split.
As graceful as these guys are on the boards, they're equally graceless off of them. They're defiant bad boys, full to bursting with in-your-face attitude. On one level, who can blame them? They did it their way and made it work, becoming celebrities and influencing kids all over the world. On the other hand, success has gone to their heads, and it becomes really tiresome to spend 90 minutes in their self-satisfied company. Few things in life age more gracelessly than bad boys who never grew up.
As soon as we heard either sirens, screeching tires, someone would yell the magic words bail and we were out of there.
Part of the film's self-congratulatory tone comes from its co-writer and director, Stacy Peralta, a former Z-Boy himself. A more impartial filmmaker might have understood the need for other voices to balance all of that adulation. Dogtown is at its best with mini profiles of its two biggest names, Tony Alva and Jay Adams. The Adams segment shows the most naturally gifted of the Z-Boys thoughtful about the bad choices he made in his life.
It opened a lot of doors to do a lot of things that you probably shouldn't have, like quitting school and buying weed and partying and just that kind of stuff.
It provides the kind of introspection missing from the rest of the film. It's so much fun watching the Z-Boys' moves. It's a shame we can't like the guys, even just a little.
The comments of Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.